Is there any other way you can think of that you might say that? Would you ever say anything like wallop or whoop or trounce or?
Well, I've heard of it, but
I... But you wouldn't use them? Mm-mm. Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Calf of his leg.
Okay. Would you ever use any word like haunches or hunkers or? What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
I'd say a close person or stingy person.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks... What?
I don't know, terrible eye rating.
Okay. Would you ever use dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Yeah, you could say slouchy.
Slouchy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if this was a woman, would you use the same word?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really...
Dressed up.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly something for his age.
Smart.
Okay. That's, you'd say that about an old person?
Yeah.
He's smart.
You could say he's smart.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very, what?
Very lazy, I guess.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
A woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
A grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it? You might say he went, what?
Across the field.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like, crossways or catty-corner?
Catty-corner, yeah, we use that, catty-corner.
Okay. What do you call it when someone or something just goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded in the sand and went something across the road.
Well, you could say either one, either which way, that has been used.
You'd say what?
It could be used. He skidded every which way, every which way.
Okay. Would you ever say, cattywampus?
Yeah, we've used that, cattywampus.
Okay. Would you ever say this away and that away?
Mm-hmm, sure have.
Okay, it's like you use them all.
It's been used, every one of those words.
Okay. How about Annie Godlin, have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I believe I have.
Have you ever used it?
I don't believe I have ever used it, but I have.
Okay.
Heard it.
Okay. What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of what?
Ghost.
Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
No. I don't.
I saw Chris Moore about it, and she said she does.
She believes in ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. I believe that they might be... Well, kind of a spirit somewhere. I think the Bible does speak of spirits.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it really means a ghost.
You mean you don't think it's anything you could see?
Well, I had never seen anything that I couldn't make out what was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of course, now there may be, there's a lot of people that really believe that they are a ghost.
Uh-huh.
But deep down, I don't.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call an old, dilapidated house that ghosts might live in?
A deserted house.
Okay. Would you ever call it a spook house?
Mm-hmm.
A ghost house?
I have heard them call it a spook house, but I've just always said a deserted house or a deserted house.
How about a haunted house? You'd still just say deserted house.